Halloween costumes are now available in every vacant store in America, which means the Dow Jones Industrial Average will gain 1,200 points on Monday. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by. We will have the story of a waitress who was so upset that her customers did not leave her a tip because they complained how long they waited for their food. So on the receipt, they wrote, LOL, we waited whatever it was, an hour for food. She felt taunted by them, so the waitress took a picture of the receipt and put it up on Facebook. Because yes, that is where we all go now to air our personal and our professional grievances. We're an open book on Facebook, and this woman went there and she created quite a stir. It was a social media rage. Was she correct? Was she wrong? Whatever. Well, we'll have the story. And then it'll be another edition of Parent Tip. Susie Cerrone will join me in studio, and we will talk about how difficult it is to protect your child from all of the images that can be seen and heard on all media nowadays. Do you remember when you were a kid and every once in a while there'd be that television special and the announcer would come on and say, viewer discretion is advised. And all of a sudden your parents would jump up and drag you out of the room and cover the television with a blanket. Well, that material is out there everywhere and no one seems to care anymore. So how do you protect your kids from seeing things they shouldn't be seeing at certain ages? And then we'll have a special guest. His name is Spencer Dukoff. Spencer was very good friends with Allison Parker when they both attended James Madison University. Allison Parker is that TV reporter from Virginia who was murdered live on the air along with her cameraman a few weeks back. Spencer wrote a very touching tribute about Allison, and it went viral on the internet. And we will talk to Spencer about what he remembers of Allison. We start things off this hour with a look around your town. All of a sudden, that vacant store that's been empty for about a year, well, it's vacant no more because it's a Halloween headquarters. It's a Halloween superstore. It's a Halloween depot. These stores that just seem to pop up everywhere. And you go in there, you can buy everything you would even think of needing for Halloween. But usually, it's all the gory Halloween stuff. The scary, macabre stuff that will haunt you for the rest of the year. But how do these stores make it? Is there that much of a market to be able to go out and buy all this makeup and wigs and all this other stuff? Really, when was the last time you dressed up for Halloween? Really, think about it. Come on. Have you, or you really went all out and you head to toe and all of a sudden you're, Elvira or something like that or something weird. How do these stores survive? They tend to open up now, mid-September-ish, and they will be open until the second week of November until they sell that very last costume. And it's amazing how they tend to pop up in every single community. Yesterday, I'm walking around with my family in a pretty affluent suburb in New Jersey. And all of a sudden, there is this empty store that's been empty for quite a while. And there's this truck that pulls up in front of it. Ooh, something's moving in there. And what are they taking in? You can see they're taking in costumes and the spider webs and everything else. Really? You can't just walk into Walmart or Target or Saks Fifth Avenue, I don't know, and buy what you need for Halloween? You need these giant Halloween emporiums? And they do well enough to last? We're hiring. Come on in. If you're looking for a six-week job, have we got a career for you? The only thing that comes close, the calendar kiosk in the mall. You know what I'm talking about. You know what? If you could just wait until January 15th, you get your, this is what I do. You get your calendars for the next year like 20% off. Because you know the guy only has the lease in the kiosk to like January 20th. And all right, you don't have much of a selection. So either you're going to get Ugly Puppies or the Wonder Woman calendar that for some reason they're printing that nobody wanted. But Halloween costumes in stores in every single town? I don't understand the economy, and I don't think I want to try. Stay with us. The story about the waitress who was so upset that she didn't get a tip, she created a social media storm over it. Christina will be by and we'll talk about it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
This former pitcher has his number retired by both the Braves and the Cubs, and his stats are amazing. 18 gold gloves, 17 straight seasons of at least 15 wins, 4 Cy Youngs, and 355 career victories.
The 22nd pitcher in the history of baseball to collect 300 wins in a career.
So where is Greg Maddux now? Greg has competed several times in the Michael Jordan Celebrity Golf Invitational in Las Vegas since retiring. Since 2012, he's worked as a special assistant for the Texas Rangers, where his brother is the pitching coach. Greg held that same position for Team USA during the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Obviously, like all retired guys, I got to check with my wife first to see if she'd let me, and she said okay, and I knew I was in.
Smart thinking, Greg. Always ask permission. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Got a craving you can't explain? Would you believe that you are what you crave? Well, it's true. What you crave says a lot about your deeply hidden personality. Here's the social science of it. Researchers found if you crave fantasy, then you probably want to escape reality. Run away from the usual malaise of the world. What about arousal and cheap thrills? No doubt you're into sports, maybe even caffeine, and you want to run away from your routine everyday world. And then there are those who crave relaxation. You want comfort food and TV, maybe even a little quiet and peace of mind.
Give me. I need.
What's the cheap psychological trick? All cravings mean one thing. You want to escape from what you consider routine. Why not? As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, hey, knock yourself out. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.